Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean. God's Will and the Ocean. True Father speaks on True Parents and Indemnity, page 238. August 1995, Berkeley, New York. Those who haven't seen me for over 1 year, please raise your hands. Where were you? In San Francisco? You're strange people, yes? No. Anyway, I am so happy to see you. You are so young. Your face can only be compared to a flower, a blooming flower in the springtime. You have a wonderful face, but here in front of you is an old man. Maybe you don't need me. No. Sure, you don't need me. No. Well then, what should I talk about? You are young people with vitality. Whatever you ask me to talk about, I can talk about that. In fact, I can talk about it for hours and hours, even months and months. I can talk about being happy or being miserable. I can talk about being excited or working hard in a sacrificial way. I can talk about being joyful or sorrowful. What would you like for me to talk about? True love. I don't know if I should talk about true love today. Maybe you should talk about that to me. How about Danbury? Do you know what it is? What it means? It's a prison. What kind of prison is it? It is an American prison. It is not a Korean prison. Why did I have to go there? You say it's because America didn't understand me. Why didn't America understand me? It isn't that America didn't understand. It is you who didn't understand. All of the members who didn't understand. I planned for 30,000 members to have joined here in America by 1978. Had we reached that goal, we would have gained very different results. With that many members, we would have built a solid foundation here in America. Without that, the American people and government held us in low regard. Whose fault is that? Is that the American government's fault? Or is it our fault? Whoever may be responsible, the government went ahead with its prosecution. However, you belong to the American government, don't you? Therefore, if you say that the government is bad, it means that all of you are bad as well. The fact that I was in prison for 13 months can never be erased from America's history. For the next tens of thousands of years, they can never erase that. The record which contains the case fills up a truck, but when they realize more clearly who I am, how will they ever be able to explain this case? In your own mind, how do you feel? Do you feel that I should never have gone to prison, or do you truly feel that I deserved it? I can tell from your faces what you feel. Why then did this have to happen? One thing is this, the government was afraid of me. There was no reason for it, but they were afraid. Why should they be afraid of me? Do I have horns like a monster? Do I represent some monstrous figure in this world? You look at me and you see nothing unusual about me. The only difference is that you wear long-sleeved shirts when you are cold. But I only wear short sleeves. I don't mind this cool evening in San Francisco. I am not so different, though. People my age, when they turn 60 years old, start to think about retirement. However, for me, my work is just beginning. I am ready to go out and fight if necessary. Are you also ready to go out and give it a try? The Unification Church has two incredible terms that no one else has. Those terms are True Parents and Indemnity. Those two terms are wonderful. Not everybody likes True Parents. And certainly the other term, Indemnity, is not well liked. That's true, especially in America. Isn't that true? Do you like that other term? No. That's okay. No one likes that term, that word, Indemnity. I don't like it myself. No one likes Indemnity, but we have to have that word right in front of our face and always tread towards it. Why is that so? Those who are blessed, raise your hands. Oh, there are too many of you. If there are that many, I think I shouldn't say nice things anymore. I should say harsh and scolding things. That's what you need to hear. Also, why do I find myself standing right in front of all these women? Why aren't the men up here? It's one thing I didn't think about when I first sat down. It's no secret that I don't like American women. That's because American women don't like me. Isn't that so? No. What do you mean, no? You always blame me for not being democratic and fair to women. You always accuse me of male supremacy. You are just boiling inside about these things towards me. And here I am, sitting right in front of you. You know, I am on the side of all you men. Let's get together and envelop all these women. However, can we do that through power or money? No, we cannot. Let's go on. You know, my life has always been a fighting life. I'm the one who has received the most blame and accusation from everyone around me. I may be the most abused person in history. I have been blamed and accused for everything. You cannot imagine it. There doesn't exist one Korean person who has never said something bad about me, about Reverend Moon. Such a species of person does not exist. There was nothing wrong that I ever did to them. I never robbed or cursed another person. However, I have been cursed again and again and again. The Japanese people are also the same. There isn't one Japanese person who hasn't said something bad about Reverend Moon. That's especially true of the Japanese communists. They have written my name on placards and demonstrated against me for over 20 years. They have continuously said terrible things about me, with nothing behind it. No facts, no reason. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation of True Parents and Indemnity. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.